Jim Riep Sua, that is in Cambodian. Nice to meet you. Sok sabai te. How are you doing? There are so many words I want to tell you, but time is limited. First of all, I want to thank you so much. Yeah, it feels like I come to my family. I thank you for your prayer. Now that we are living in Cambodia, we know that how precious is our family, our spiritual family, with whom we spend a lot of times. We had joyful hours. Also, we shared sorrow when we lost loved ones. We wept together. But as a whole, those experiences made us a family. And I really want to express my thanks from the bottom of my heart. The word can express this, my feeling and my thanksgiving. I'm so happy to be here. That is in Cambodian, Khnyom Sobai Jet. That is, I'm so happy. If you happen to come to Cambodia, I will provide lodging and good food, and I will give you a ride. Please. No, not motorcycle. Sorry. You know, as I told this to Miki, she asked me the same question. So I know they are a family, okay? Not motorcycle. Today's sermon, so the title of today's sermon is Why Retardation? Let's go to the Bible, that's Joshua chapter 2, verse 1 to 13. Joshua chapter 2, verse 1 to 13. Why don't we stand together and read together, actually. Joshua chapter 2, verse 1 to 13. Let's read together. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Sittim. Go, look over the land, he said, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. The king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab, bring out the men who came to you and enter your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, the men left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given this land to you and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites, east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family. Because I have shown kindness to you, give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Amen. Please be seated. I just want to give short testimony regarding this Vision 60-2020. God is so merciful and generous to us that this ministry expands. And this year, already in Brazil, we had this great event in Rio de Janeiro. Maybe you might remember, or some of you might have heard that I visited last year Brazil while I was in Louisville, or it was, yeah, okay. And then it was a preparatory meeting, and I held several hours of praise seminar. And there was a church, it's God's Assembly. It's a big church with maybe 2,000 members. And I was so blessed by their enthusiasm for praising God, and also enthusiasm for children's praise ministry. Because I saw that they already have children's orchestra, you know. And to see them is a great blessing. And then they happened to know about this ministry, the New Praise Festival, and they promised me to hold this May. Unfortunately, I could not be there, but nevertheless, they did, you know, and they sent me photos. If you go to newpraise.org, and then if you click Vision 60-2020, and then you will see, if you pull down, and you will see some photos from Brazil. Isn't it wonderful? Yeah, God is working and there. And in July, at the beginning of July, I will visit Brazil. Actually, in Cambodia, to visit Brazil costs lots of money, maybe more than 2,500 bucks. Whew. But from here, it's way cheaper, okay? About 1,000 bucks, you know, cheaper than. So I will visit Brazil at the beginning of July, and they are preparing a special event, and also I will have to hold some praise seminary there. They are now advertising, because as I was there last year, they didn't know what it means to have this praise seminar. But now they are aware of the importance of that, so they are advertising now. So we hope that many pastors and praise ministers could come nationwide. So I want you to pray for that. And then in China, now this year we will have this New Praise Festival in five cities. So it was only three cities so far, but now two more cities will be added, and then next year one more city will be added. So maybe that's why God calls me to Cambodia, because from Cambodia it's very, very easy to get to a city in China. But in America it's very hard to get to there, you know, time difference and jet lag, and then it's very hard for me to somehow manage this jet lag. But thank God, now I'm in Cambodia, so it's very easy for me to get there. And then let's see what happens. And you know, from Cambodia to Vietnam is very easy to get, you can use just bus, and it takes just several hours to get to Ho Chi Minh City, okay? And then to Bangkok, there is a cheap airfare ticket, airline ticket, it's under 100 bucks, so it is easy to get to Bangkok and to have some relationship with Christians in Thailand. So there are many good things there why we should be there, and we thank God for that. And you saw this video of this primary school. This is especially established by Christians, Korean Christians, and you know, it is great privilege to be there, something like that school, because this is a remote place from Phnom Penh. It takes about 1.5 hour, so there is no such something like that. So now many parents want to send their children to that school, so but unfortunately they don't have lots of openings, and also unfortunately they don't have enough Christian teachers, and also there's no Christian music teachers for that school. So that's why we felt called to that primary school. So I don't know how long, but we will be serving or helping this school as music teachers. So I want you to pray for us, and so that we don't have too often flat tires. Okay. Okay. Retardation. Why retardation? The title of today's sermon. Now, there are lots of, or some very tough questions in our life regarding Bible or regarding faith. Something like, why good God allows bad sin? Or post-millennium or pre-millennium theory, something like that. It's very hard to understand. And so one tough question is also about retardation. And when it comes to life and death situation, then it is very difficult to understand. The situation, what I'm saying, we could find in John chapter 11, that is where Jesus revives Lazarus. Okay, so Lazarus died because, at least it seems that because Jesus came too late. So therefore, Martha somehow rebuked, or in that atmosphere, she said, "If you had been here, Lazarus, my brother, would not have died." So it is about retardation. And some we have these questions often. Why? If God intervenes timely, then we could do this. We have success or so. So we want to ponder on the meaning of retardation. First and foremost, I have to admit that we do not know all the meanings of it, or we don't have all the answers to the question, why retardation? If God is omnipotent, if God can do as he will, everything as he will, but we prayed, and nothing happened, then we have question, why this retardation? Deuteronomy 29:29 reads, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law." The Bible definitely says that we can understand everything. And I totally agree with that. Because how can we understand the great God who created this universe? How can you and I understand what's going on in His mind? It's impossible. With our own small brain, do you think you can understand everything what is in God's mind? No. So therefore, up front, I must say, we can't know the everything or every meaning related to retardation. That doesn't necessarily mean that we can know anything about retardation. Thankfully, we have the Bible, and it has so many stories and revelations which might teach us about the meaning of retardation. What I found is sanctification. God retards something for our own sake. Look at Moses. In Exodus 2:11-14, is a story in which Moses actually killed an Egyptian. We all know that story. So that somehow reveals his temper. I would say Moses is a man of hot temper. Okay? But now, Numbers 12, verse 3, says quite different aspect of his character. It reads, "Now, the man Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth." Can you relate this number 12, verse 3, to the Exodus verse 11 to 14? It's very hard to relate. If the numbers say, "Now the man of Moses was a man of hot temper," then we might understand well. Yeah, I remember, okay? He killed an Egyptian. He's a kind of dangerous man. But you know, how long did it take for Moses to become man like this, a humble man? Yeah, more than 40 years. Amen? More than 40 years. Yeah. And sometimes God retards your success for your own sake, for your sanctification. If you really want to be humble before God, then say amen. Amen? Yeah, we want to be humble before God. But it takes time. We all know that it takes time and it takes a lot of failure even, right? To be a humble man. And if you think you are a humble man, then say amen. I dare not to. But it's okay. Phew. Sometimes as I watch my heart, whew, I have to be more and more humble. Yeah. And I thank God that He lowers me in many situations. So I thank God for that. And let's talk about perseverance. How can you learn perseverance without waiting? There is a buzzword, or so there's a word that is very frequently mentioned in this society, is probably immediate gratification. So immediate satisfaction. It seems like the whole culture or society pursues this very word. They want to satisfy customers immediately. Otherwise, they fail and they may go bankruptcy. But immediate gratification has two aspects. Okay, one thing is good, that we can know how my family on the other side of the world are doing. It's good. But on the other side, it's very difficult to learn perseverance. So today's generation, younger generation, doesn't know what it means to wait. So I heard the story that some English teachers have difficulties in teaching Shakespeare's literature regarding love. Love is not about immediate gratification. Rather, love, true love, is about waiting. Are you agree with that? Love is waiting. If you don't wait, if you can't wait, that is not love. I should say it could be just desire. But it's not what God teaches us. And Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5, reveals a very important secret, which reads, "And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance brings about proven character, and proven character brings about hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us." Look at this carefully. It says something like this: without tribulation, there's no perseverance, right? Tribulation brings about perseverance. Now, what is tribulation? If you have some pain or trouble, but it just lasts 1 hour, I don't think that is tribulation. Maybe some of you may have watched the video of a victim of a recent Boston terror who was and is a dancer and then who lost one of her legs. And then CNN interviewed her. Now, that is so sad thing. But if she gains right after that legs, so she had suffered maybe 1 hour, she lost her legs, and then again she gained new legs and it's okay, we don't say that is tribulation. We say that's a miracle. Okay? So tribulations has something to do with retardation. And the Bible says, tribulation brings about perseverance. So we thank God that sometimes we have tribulation. It takes time. And retardation happens sometimes also for the good of others. Romans chapter 11, verse 25 to 26 For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. What does that mean? So, the heart of Israel hardened for the sake of whom? For the sake of us. Okay. So it is a mystery, but what we know is that retardation happened in their mind, in Israel's heart, so that we could be saved. And retardation has also the meaning of test. Recently, we have one more reason to celebrate because Ben successfully passed a comprehensive exam. Okay, let's give a hand. Great if you can. You know what it means to take a comprehensive exam? That is like you are put in a prison for 5 hours all by yourself, and you have to pour out everything you know, and you have only lots of piles of papers and maybe one or two pen. Okay, then you have to write down everything. And sometimes you run out of time, right? But thank God, you know, Ben passed that. Now, if what you want is immediate gratification, how can you know that your faith is real? Okay? So every time you pray, then God hears. And every time, so immediately, you have satisfaction, let's say. Then, do you think your faith is real? No. Until you have tribulation, until you have problem, a serious problem, then you should choose one of those two things. One thing is maybe you just leave God. No, there is no God, okay? Or if your faith is genuine and real, then you will stick to God. Amen? So what is your genuine love? You can test this way with, you know, in human relation too. Okay? If you give so many gifts to your friend, and then he will always say, thank you, you're my best friend. And one day, you somehow share with him your labor and your hard story, sad story, and then he ignores it. Oh, never! Don't mention it. I don't want to be involved in this. You won't think he or she is your genuine friend, right? Deuteronomy 8:1-3 is a very important passage. It sums up. It teaches us why God let Israelites wander 40 years long in the wilderness. And there is a purpose. And verse 2 reads, "And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Here, God's intention is very clear. So one thing, we might maybe misunderstand this very verse. He said, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart. It feels like God had to test you to know, in order to know what was in your heart. But I don't think that is what God is saying now. My God knows even before he tests us. Amen? Yeah. Sometimes God lowers his standard so that we might understand. So I could change a little bit. Then I think that is the message he wants to deliver. He might humble you, testing you, to let you know what was in your heart. Through this test, we are aware of our weakness. Okay? When we have tests, we are aware of our weakness. Even before test, God knows everything. Amen? Yeah. God is not the God who has to test you then to know your real you. So through this test, we happen to know of our situation and our weakness. So test is a good thing. So test, we have frequently this test because of retardation. And we are very thankful. And number five, retardation also is related to God's big picture. Understanding God's schedule, God's scale, and understanding God's schedule is difficult for us. As 2 Peter 3, verse 8 reads, "But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." And can you imagine this? 1,000 years, one day, and one day, 1,000 years. In order to fully understand this, you have to live 1,000 years. Amen? But before you live halfway through, we already meet our Maker. So it is really impossible for us to catch this idea. But we try to understand how great God is. Our God is so great. Amen? So therefore, God teaches us through retardation. Yeah. As God sees us, maybe, you know, we look like miserable, I think. Because we don't understand how great God is, and we just, for us, it's one day is just enough. But for God, 1,000 years. Okay? So God wants us to learn about his scale, the big picture. So sometimes you run out of perseverance to think of this. Okay, God is teaching me a big picture. Amen? It's great. And there is another aspect of retardation that is to help us and to protect us. Pondering on today's Bible verse, that is Joshua chapter 2, so one weird woman pops up, whose name is Rahab. She was a prostitute, but what is weird is that her perspective on God is surprisingly the same as we have, right? So she says, is this, we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and all the two kings of Amorite east of the Jordan. What she was saying is God is omnipotent. God is almighty. Now, as Israelite was wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, they might have thought that, what is God doing in the world? Okay? If you were on their shoes, what would you think? Where is God? But I found something, what God has done. God never wastes time. 40 years, as Israelite was wondering, God did something. So, around at that time, there was no internet or social network like Facebook. So when the Red Sea event happened, nobody knew that. Maybe after 10 days, no one knew about that except Israelite and Egyptians who saw that. But now, the location is changed. The location is Jericho. It's far from Red Sea. But look at this lady. She knew every detail about the Red Sea miracle. How come? Yeah? How is it possible, do you think? I think it is because of retardation. For the Israelite, it seems to be a retardation, okay? But for other nations, they spread the word. And you know, as I visit Cambodia, I experienced a cultural difference. Or I would rather say cultural shock. Now in the midnight, you don't hear anything. In Cambodia, they sing loudly. And sometimes through the night, they celebrate so loudly that we couldn't sleep. And if you're me, then you might call the police. Hey! But no, not in Cambodia. That is normal. So I asked my Cambodian friend, hey, what's going on? So all night through. So then he said, oh, if it is all night through, that is funeral. And if it is until midnight, that is then a wedding. Okay? So if there is wedding, they celebrate up to midnight, I would say. But if they have funeral, just through the night. So we wake up around 5 a.m. We don't set my alarm clock to that hour, but we automatically wake up because it is noisy. 5 o'clock in the morning, then it will get noisy because there are a bunch of people who exercise, okay, then who talk too loud, then we all hear. Okay, then it's time to wake up. Then I join them. And then on the other side, they began to play music. That is for aerobic dance. Okay, so elderly women and women join that team, okay, aerobic dance. And elderly men, they just walked, okay, walking from 5 a.m. So it is good to be there. Amen. If you want to exercise every morning, come to Cambodia. It's the right place. Okay. Why they are doing this is because it is a little bit chilly there, around about 70 degrees in the morning. Yeah, it's good. But in the noon time, it will be around 90 or maybe, yeah, these days up to 100 degrees. So it's very hot. In Cambodia, there are only two seasons, dry season and rainy seasons. So dry 6 months of dry seasons, then you don't have any rain. So if you have rain in dry season, that looks like a miracle. I experienced that miracle 2 times. In the rainy season, you have always rain. So it's quite different than the life in the USA, okay? And their way of thinking is also different. 95% of them are Buddhist. And in the morning, as I work, walking or jogging, I hear from remote place there is a Buddhist temple chanting. I don't understand, but they're doing all the time. So this is quite different situation. Now, why I'm saying is this. Jericho, the life of Jericho, the life in the city of Jericho, might have been quite different than the life of the Israel. Okay? So their worldview is different, and it's very hard to find a common denominator, actually, I would say. But then the question is, how in the world this lady, this prostitute, has changed her worldview, maybe from of old, from her childhood? How in the world this change could happen? My idea is, they didn't hear about this Red Sea parting just one time. They have heard so many times, right? People talk about that frequently. And so that one day, this prostitute came to believe that, yes, this God is real God. So she needed time. Okay. And then Israelite spies came to her house. So it went well from the perspective of Israelite, right? It went so well. They never expect that easy. Amen. Right? Whew. But thank God, because, you know, they spent 40 years in the wilderness. Yeah, it takes time. So some of them might be grudging. Oh, it's too long. Lord, where are you? What are you doing? Okay? But God did something for the Israel. And I believe there are situations where you feel that way. You were ignored. And where is you? Oh my God. But God, even that time, at that moment, God does something for you. Please believe this. Please. Because God loves you. Amen. God loves you. And this retardation also has something to do with Jesus coming. Romans chapter 2, Second Peter chapter 3, verse 9 to 10 reads, "The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." Amen? Yes. The Lord is not slow about his promise. This retardation, what we experience, alludes to Jesus coming. Yes, he will come soon. And number 8, finally, it is related to God's glory. Romans chapter 9, verse 22 to 24 reads, "What if God, although willing to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? And he did so in order that he might make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory, even us, whom he also called, not from among Jews only, but also from among Gentiles." Yes, God also endured with much patience. Then I think we should do the same thing. We also have to endure for the glory of God. We will close with this. I saw a video that's taken from North Korea. A woman sitting and praying desperately, "Lord, where are you? Please save us. Where are you? How long should we wait for your answer?" That was what she was praying. And this video is now available because she had been killed. If she had not been killed, then this video is not demonstrated, not available. It was hidden. But after she had been killed, so this video became available, accessible. Now, that means this lady, this Christian woman, didn't have any answer. It looks like she never had an answer from God, and she died. Yes, there are some cases, something like that. But, you know, that is not the end. That is not the end. God can reward you even after your death. Amen? That is amazing promise and amazing hope. So we can rely on God's promise. Yes, even after death. He can even reward your children. God has so many ways to reward you. And this is our resort, and this is our hope. Let's pray. First of all, we want to thank God for this great promise and this great word and this great revelation. And we want to thank God for this church, this Vineyard Baptist Church, who is maybe waiting and waiting for a revival or God's intervention in an amazing way. But God hears us. God hears our prayer. And even it looks like it is retarded. But no, there is God's plan. So we want to thank God for that. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that is life for us. We thank you for all the blessings you gave us. And we thank you especially for this church. And sometimes we have difficulties to understand your ways because you are too great for us to understand. But we have faith in you. We know you are righteous God and you know everything. And you will reward according to your will and according to your word. We thank you. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand in response to God's word.
Worthy is the